or three, Pope Paul VI, present Pope's predecessor, directed the Congregation for the Doctrine of the Faith, of which Cardinal Ratzinger is prefect, to write and explain the teaching of the Church on this matter. And it's called Inter Insigniores, which would literally mean among the more important things. So Paul VI ordered head of the Congregation for the Doctrine of the Faith to explain why holy men can be ordained priests. Number four. The reason is because it is the infallible teaching of the Church's universal magisterium. Remember, we said there are two kinds of infallible teaching. Definitions made by the Pope alone, and what is called, and get every word, the universal, ordinary magisterium, the universal, ordinary teaching authority as magisterium of the Church. What the Church has always taught, that is infallible. Number five. Then he said, I myself, and this time on the dignity of woman, I wrote in this regard, in calling only men as his apostles, Christ acted in a completely free and sovereign manner. In so doing, he exercised the same freedom with which, in all his behavior, he emphasized the dignity and the vocation of women. So, the present Pope has written why only men can be ordained to the priesthood. Why? Because, as he said, women have their role in the Church, and it is most important. But among those roles is not the priesthood. Then number six. Again, the present Pope emphasized both the dignity and vocation of women, sisters. And this is our faith over the centuries. The dignity of women has been most highly respected. I say this statement with complete certitude. Until Christianity came into the world, women did not enjoy, to use that verb, or possess, to use another word, the dignity they have had ever since. Women, in the deepest sense of the word, were used by men. I told you, didn't I? And the word familia, remember? Familia, the Latin word for family, from which we've got it. Familia, in pagan Rome, first century Christianity, never meant a mother and a father married and their children, never. In Latin, numquam, never. Familia in the Roman Empire of the first century meant a man, masculine gender, in complete charge of his household. Familia meant household. We're depending on his wealth. He would have as many wives as he could afford. And he was still rich enough, he would have concubines. And there were the days of the week when he would have, shall we call them, sex relations with those women whom he chose. And then even the children of those with the legal wives, plural. Polygamy was a law of the Roman Empire. Do you hear me? Divorce and remarriage was a law in the Roman Empire. Contraception was a universal law in the Roman Empire. Abortion was a universal law of the Roman Empire in the first century of Christianity. Do you hear me? It was a law. Christianity restored the dignity of women, which women never had until Christianity, and even among the Jews, as we know. Divorce and remarriage were part of the Mosaic law. Polygamy was part of Mosaic law. Number 7. The church is always acknowledged as a standard norm, her Lord's way of acting in choosing the 12 men whom he made the foundation of his church. And hear it, this is the Pope speaking. These men not only had a function, not only a job, not only a ministry, they were ordained. They received grace which changed them for all eternity. A priest is ordained for eternity. Number 8. The apostles chose as their fellow workers who would succeed them in their ministry. The apostles never wavered. The only ones they ordained were men. St. Paul had to be ordained by one of the apostles. St. Barnabas had to be ordained as a bishop by one of the apostles. They assumed, the apostles, that Jesus wanted men and only men to be ordained. Furthermore, and this is a big one, the fact that the Blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God, Mother of the Church, received neither the mission to the apostles, nor the ministerial priesthood, clearly shows that the non-admission of women to priestly ordination cannot mean that women are of lesser dignity, nor can be understood as discrimination against them. Rather, it is to be seen as a faithful observance of a plan to be ascribed to the wisdom of the Lord of the universe.